of experience with the agency, and really appreciative of the agency itself, as well as appreciate you letting us be here today to spread our message.
Absolutely. And you've been the president of the association for how long, and what are your duties there?
So actually, I'm president-elect. I just started.
Oh, okay.
And so duties are to represent our members, which include troopers, dispatchers, port of entry officers, as well as the civilian members.
Very good. Well, you're joined here with Haley Merritt. Haley, of course, your husband is a local trooper within the Wyoming Highway Patrol. And tell us about kind of what it's like, family lifestyle, to be in the family with the Highway Patrol.
Oh, I think that's a loaded question. It's fantastic to be part of this family. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is a wonderful agency. It does put pressure on the family, and that's why the Family Support Network was created, to give support with family members. So I am the coordinator for Troop K, which is Jackson and Afton areas.
Okay. And what does that entail as coordinator? What do you do there?
So we just try and support the families. If there's a critical incident, if there's anything needed, we try and reach out any resource we can, counseling, taking dinners to the family, anything we can do to support and keep these troopers safe and their families safe.
Well, we wanted to have both of you in the studio to talk about what's happening with Wyoming Highway Patrol retention, recruiting, that kind of thing. Dwayne, you mentioned, of course, just heading into the budget session with the legislature, right?
Yep.
You mentioned the importance of funding the Wyoming Highway Patrol, and you had kind of put together a letter, a statement that you released. In a nutshell, maybe just summarize what your statement was and what your concerns are.
You know, the agency and law enforcement in general has seen a significant drop in the number of applicants. And part of that is just the job itself, unfortunately. I mean, we've seen a lot of different things across the country. A lot of shift in how people think about law enforcement, which is definitely limited our pool. But the other thing that we've seen, as well as with the economic times, we've seen a lot of other agencies increase their salary, which unfortunately we haven't been able to do on a state level yet. The governor did propose a raise for state employees. The concern that the association has is the raise is, although we welcome anything, unfortunately it still doesn't bring us up to a competitive wage that we can go out and attract the best.
And so how much of the gap is there then, Dwayne?
Well,
when you compare to maybe just some of the neighboring states around Wyoming.
If you compare it to Colorado, Utah right now is working on a 26%, Utah Highway Patrol is working on a 26% increase in their pay. Right now, when we go out and we try and recruit somebody to say, hey, we need you for Wyoming. Wyoming is a great place to work. We have great people. Unfortunately, our pay right now is 37% below market.
So, yeah, when you're talking about you want to come to Wyoming or Utah, Colorado and work, then that's obviously a big disadvantage for Wyoming.
Correct.
And you're seeing the impacts already in this statement. You were saying, what is it, 25 to 30 additional troopers are needed. And you said since this statement a couple months ago, it's even gotten worse than that.
Yeah, currently right now, as of the end of 2021, we have 35 vacant trooper positions alone. And we, you know, a lot of times we talk about our troopers, but that's just one side of our team. Our dispatch center right now is very critical. They are working between our current employees are putting in about between 700 to 800 hours of overtime every month just to make sure that we have somebody to answer the phone for the residents of Wyoming. We have great dispatchers, and we're doing our best to try and get everybody some sort of increase so we can make sure we get that help.
Well, and it's not something you can just not have somebody there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be there. Haley, let's loop you into the conversation here a little bit. As a family unit, you know, within the walls of your own home, maybe open up a little about the stress that this puts on you guys with now your husband has to work overtime and he's doesn't have maybe the resources he needs to do the job he would like. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, of course. I think going back though to even comparing to Utah, yes, they are looking at the 26% pay raise, but we are already 19% lower than them as it is. But it does affect Trooper 1 pay qualifies for low-income home energy assistance program if he or she has the only earner in the household and they have two or more child dependents. Trooper 2 also qualifies for the same program, the same scenario, but with three or more child dependents. New troopers with a Trooper 1 pay with a stay-at-home spouse and three children also qualify for Wyoming Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
So if I can expand on that, we have troopers that are on those programs because of their current salary. And that's why I'm here today. You'd ask how long I've been doing this. Well, I've been with the agency for a lot of years, but the problem is we care about our people, and now we need to have a voice for our folks because we've asked before, but we never really have spread our message from, not, I won't say we haven't ever spread our message, but we haven't done it in a purposeful way over the last, probably 6-7 years. And now we're at a critical time. And what Haley just said is, our troopers, a beginning trooper would qualify for subsistence from the state. And to kind of point out a fact, one of our new troops, I was field training him the other day, and he has three kids at home. His wife hasn't because of child care and the cost of child care, it's cheaper for her to stay home. Well, he's like, I'm already out looking for another job just to be able to support my family. And he just started with us.
Wow. And those are the people trying to keep us safe.
Correct.
That's, again, this morning, Dwayne Ellis, president-elect, I guess, of the Wyoming mm-hmm. Highway Patrol Association, Haley Merritt, in studio with us as well. So Dwayne, I guess, obviously this is a legislative issue, right?
Yep.
This is something that has to be solved at the Capitol Building in Cheyenne. So what would you like to see happen here in the upcoming session? What would be the perfect world, the best thing to happen? And then, question two with that is, what can the average person listening here do today to maybe help you get to that point?
Well, in a perfect world, we would like to be compatible, and that is at that what we call in the state is MPP, which is a market performance pay, and that means they take all the surrounding areas, states, and then compare us with in-state agencies and give us a salary or an hourly rate that is compatible. The hard ask is, it's like for Trooper 1s, like I said, they're already 37% down. And I know finances are hard, but that is bringing our folks up to that level is the only way to do that. And we talk about Trooper 1, and Haley was talking about Trooper 2. As you have time, you have tenure with our agency, you start moving up. The problem is this isn't just a Trooper 1. This is all the way up the pay scale because we haven't seen a significant, I won't say significant, we haven't seen a consistent pay increase. We don't have a STEP program. Every time that a state employee, and we're not just the Highway Patrol, we're worried about our members. I'm worried about our members, but I'm worried about our state workers, all of them, because we have snowplow drivers. They can't find them, right? And we don't have anything in place right now that guarantees that we have to go ask the legislature for some sort of pay increase. So our ask is a meaningful raise that supports our employees, as well as some sort of mechanism that we can see where it says, okay, well, if you're with the agency for 5 years, you're going to see that a cost of living increase every year, but this is where you're going to be in 5 years. Because right now, when we go out and recruit, and we go talk to somebody, it's like, well, where will I be in 5 years? And unfortunately, our answer is, well, you move up to Trooper 2 within that time. You'll be here, and they'll be like, that's it? What about 10 years? I can't tell you. And unfortunately, we're competing against agencies that have STEP programs. Haley was just showing me Teton County, which they recognize that having that on paper is a good thing to for people to see, to know what where they're going to be in the future.
So you're even being out competed by agencies from within the state, then, is what it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right now, if you look at our Trooper One pay, we are just under $3 an hour below the average for sheriff's departments, and just about $2.75 an hour for police departments. And we're not saying I'm not trying to make this about them or us. What we want to show, and why I built that wage comparison, is to show that we're way below a lot of agencies in our state. You know, Cheyenne PD, they're starting their folks out at $26 an hour. We're starting our new troopers at $20.41. And so that makes it extremely hard.
Dwayne Ellis, Wyoming Highway Association President-elect, and Haley Merritt, one of the Family Support Network coordinators within the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Haley, appreciate you stopping by. Anything else that you'd like to mention while we have you on the air with us today?
I think Dwayne just said it perfectly. This isn't just about the troopers. It is about YDOT employees, about state employees. We need our snowplow drivers. We need our dispatchers. We need our troopers. They are critical for our state.
Excellent. So Dwayne, maybe just some final thoughts here. I'm sure you've talked to several lawmakers about this already. And as you know, there's just not a lot of money in the state. And so when you talk to them and they say, "This sounds great, where are we going to get the money from to do this?" I mean, what's that conversation been like up to this point?
You know, they're receptive, and they understand that we need, something needs to be done. And yes, I get the financial side of it for the state. And the thing that I continue to remind folks is, if we don't do something, then we will continue to lose people, and we will have a significant gap in service. And we've seen it with YDOT snowplow drivers right now. We see it. Gillette right now only has 3 troopers stationed there, and they're supposed to have 8. And so that puts our employees at risk. So financially, we can continue to train and spend millions of dollars to train people and they leave, but if we don't compensate them at a rate that is competitive, I fear that we're headed towards some really drastic times with the Highway Patrol.
As Dwayne Ellis, Wyoming Highway Patrol Association, Haley Merritt, a Family Support Network coordinator. Dwayne, Haley, anything else you'd like to mention here?
We have a great state. We have the people in the state of Wyoming. We can't appreciate them enough. They support us. And the ask that I have for the residents is please contact your legislators and let them know that you support us. We see it. People come in and tell me every day when I go eat somewhere, they say thank you for doing what you do. They understand it's hard. I just don't know if they understand where we're at financially and having members being able to support their families. I mean, look, it's I'm telling you right now, it's hard. I've had members cry to me because they're just saying it is extremely hard to do. They love this job. They love the state. We're just asking for a little bit of support.
That again is Dwayne Ellis, president of the Wyoming Highway Patrol Association, Haley Merritt with the Family Support Network within the WHP. It's all part of the SVI Radio Networks with 98 and the Spur.